This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're back live with more of the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon in partnership with Stand Up to Cancer and Brain Up.
Hi, this is Elise Menaker, and I stand for family and friends. It's probably one of the most inspiring things when people go through this and their outlook on life and how they handle it. It's usually so positive, and just trying to, it's a reminder to yourself to appreciate every day, because we take for granted all the little things out of day. So especially when you're affected by it, it's that reminder of like, oh yeah, like I've just gotta be so grateful for everything, because you can get so caught up in the small things day to day.
To donate now, visit cubsforacure.com or text the phrase cure 25 to 41444. That's cure 25 to 41444.
Thank you so much for hanging out with us, Cubs for a Cure. Rami, it's been awesome working with you. You're here for another hour.
An honor and a pleasure, man.
Nah, man, it's been great. You've been perfect.
Thank you
for this time. And you know, it's amazing. We're gonna bring back some of the best stuff from the day to kind of lead in and pick up some momentum heading into 5 a.m. will be a very emotional conversation. It will just be me and Jen, my sister-in-law, Brad's widow. Same time that she did last year. She's out on the East Coast now, and so that'll just be me and Jen, which will be very emotional and nice. And we talk off air, but it'll be nice for us to talk on the air. And coming up at 6 a.m., we have a caller with a very special story. In the 6 o'clock hour, someone will be joining us in studio that I would argue is the single most powerful, sad, however you want to frame it, story we've heard on the Radiothon. It is gut-wrenching. Eddie Olchek will be hosting the 7 o'clock hour. Craig Council will call in. Mike Lowe will join us. Colin Cowherd is going to join in, call into the show. So it's about to get very, very busy over the next 6 hours or so. If you are just tuning in or coming back to us, we are at $466,000 with over 1,600 individual donors. So $466,000 is what we're at, and 100% to cancer research. And I am trying to do the math in my head of where I think we're going to go.
But you've been up for 20 hours.
Yeah, well, so. And I really don't know. And it's a fool's errand. So yeah, I've got 6 hours to go. And yeah, you're right. Because I was up at 6 a.m. yesterday. So I've been up for 22 hours.
22, my bad.
Been up for 22 hours.
Don't short him that hour.
It would be 2 hours that he shorted me. And so yeah, my brain is starting to turn to mush. And so, yeah, it's one of those things. But hey, let's get some momentum going here. But there is someone that you need to hear, Dr. Solanki from Loyola. These people, it's something to appreciate. They sponsored an hour, and they do great work. And it's a good thing to know that we have such amazing care here in Chicago. So we should not take it for granted. And I certainly don't take it for granted that you know, we have more sponsors this year. We've had more callers this year. We've had more guests this year. And we've also had, for the first time, we've had hospitals come on and want to sponsor stuff.
That's awesome.
So, like, they're taking note of what we're doing here. So here's my conversation with Dr. Solanki.
Well, I think ultimately the reason that I'm in the line of work that I'm in, and a lot of my colleagues are in this line of work, is, you know, cancer is such a terrible illness that affects so many people, not just family members, but friends, coworkers, people you depend on, people who depend on you. And it's just such a fundamental challenge that people encounter. And so it's so critical to help improve the quality of life of patients with cancer, as well as increase the quantity of life and help them live as long and the best form of their life that they can. And the only way to really do that is through research to find ways to improve the effectiveness of treatment, as well as reduce the side effects of treatment.
Right, exactly. It's quality of life. You know, ultimately, the goal is the cure, but there are so many other things that the research can contribute to. So, you know, I'm on the board of directors at BrainUp. We've obviously worked very closely with Loyola and funded different basic science and clinical trials in the past. What has your relationship been like with BrainUp and your impressions of the organization and the work that we're doing?
Well, I think it's a wonderful organization, and I think, you know, there's a couple of things that specifically make it stand out. So, you know, first and foremost, brain cancers are a collection of different cancers, but a lot of them can be particularly devastating to a person and can affect them both physically, but also emotionally and mentally, and kind of their ability to interact with their family and friends. And so it's so critical to help folks with brain cancers to have kind of better outcomes. But the issue is that brain cancers tend to be underfunded compared to other types of cancer. And so there's kind of a very critical need for funding to help research to help improve the outcomes for those who have been afflicted by them. So one of the things that I think makes BrainUp really powerful is that that's the primary goal, is to help improve the research and the funding for that research that can help to improve cures for brain cancers, but also help patients who have brain cancers live the best possible life that they can and decrease their symptoms, help them have meaningful social interactions with their family and their friends, and be able to kind of cope with their illness. And so they do that in a variety of ways, but I think really cooperation and collaboration are critical to BrainUp in collaborating with the different Chicago area university teaching hospitals, not in a competitive way, but really to work together towards this aim of helping people with brain cancers live better lives. But it also provides support and hope to a lot of patients and family members to help them through this challenging time, which I think is so critical. And a place where I think there sometimes is a breakdown in the ability of the, you know, medical staff and physicians generally, and really understanding that patient experience, and BrainUp really helps them to really be able to address those needs that the doctors can't.
I think you summed it up very well from my personal experience with it. And we're talking to Dr. Solanki from Loyola right now. There are obviously so many different types of cancers with so many different outcomes and treatments and all of that. But I'm curious, with your expertise in the research area, where do you see reason for optimism?
Well, I think we are in a really good era in the sense that recently, over the last 5 years, there's a whole new modality of treatment that's available, which is immunotherapy. And essentially what this does is it harnesses your body's own immune system to help fight the cancer, and in some cases increase the chance of cure, in other chances delay the ability of the cancer to grow for a meaningful amount of time. And the nice thing about this treatment is it's an option for folks where sometimes traditional treatments like chemotherapy or surgery may not be options for them. And so it's given a lot of patients who didn't have a lot of options, new options. But we're still learning the right types of immunotherapy to use for different cancers, the right combination with other types of treatment. And that's really where research is headed, to help us understand and refine the use of this new modality. But on top of that, you know, I think the big picture throughout the whole world is that we're on the precipice of this new era where we have AI tools to help us to really with everyday life, but specifically in medicine, AI is being further integrated. And I think it opens up a lot of opportunity to use some of these AI methods to kind of better tailor treatments to each patient who's in front of us using AI evaluation of pathology slides, imaging, and kind of looking at all the clinical information to help kind of give the best treatment to the right patient.
Dr. Solanki, we're lucky in Chicago with access to great medical institutions, but what are you most proud of and what should people know about what's available for them at the Cardinal Bernardin Cancer Center with Loyola?
Well, I'm most proud of the team that we have. So the reason I'm there and the reason why I send my family there one time it's needed is that we've got a great group of people whose real focus is to help the patient who's in front of them and help their family. And that's the number one goal and the primary goal. And we do that through having access to all of the technologies and all of the different treatment options that are both standard as well as kind of cutting edge treatments, but also by having a lot of bench research to try to identify basic science approaches that can help lead to tomorrow's cures, but also having a lot of clinical trials that can be impactful and that can be kind of life-altering in a positive way.
Dr. Solanki from the Cardinal Bernardin Cancer Center, we appreciate you. We appreciate your time this evening. We are going to absolutely hit that match. Text CURE25 to 41444, CubsForACure.com. We appreciate your time, your support, and Loyola for lending your expertise and their contribution to this year's Cubs for a Cure Radiothon. Thank you, Doctor.
Thank you.
So it's very cool to have them on board, and Loyola is a great partner with BrainUp as well. I think one of the signature moments of today's, or I guess yesterday's at this point's Radiothon, is we try to build momentum into 5 a.m., and you can text CURE25 to 41444, was Robbie Jr., and he came in with his dad and his mom, and we had the moment that you'll hear in this, and then there's a postscript to this beautiful conversation. It'll make your eyes tear up, and then just wait for the cherry on top that I can give you at the end. But this was, other than Crane Kenny, who kicked off the whole Radiothon, who announced that the Cubs will be wearing the Rhino favorite blues with the 23 with no name on the back, because Rhino played for the name on the front of the jersey to start the Radiothon. This was our first guest, our leadoff hitter, and it was a moment I'll remember for a long, long time. Here he is. It is now my distinct honor to welcome in Robbie, Kathy, and Robbie Jr. Crowell, who to the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon. Thank you all so much for being here.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Robbie, Kathy, why don't you tell us about Robbie's diagnosis and kind of, you guys are wearing the Stand Up to Cancer shirts. Robbie, actually, I should start with you, Robbie Jr., I'm sorry.
Yeah.
What jersey are you wearing?
I'm wearing PCA jersey.
PCA jersey. He your favorite player?
Yes.
Absolutely. And it's an amazing thing. And we'll get to that story in just a little bit. But Kathy, can you just tell us kind of about Robbie Jr.'s journey here?
Well, Robbie, in 1999, he was diagnosed with brain cancer medulloblastoma at 9 years old. And it was just in one day that he wasn't feeling good. And we...
You're good.
And he was having headaches. And so we just thought it was the flu. And then he was in wrestling and he hurt his head. So we thought, okay, the next day that might be two. And then he went to a birthday party, wasn't feeling good. So took him to the doctor. It was St. Patrick's Day. And he was really upset because he didn't want to miss Shamrock Shakes that day.
Of course.
So I told him, I said, don't worry, we'll be back. You're just going to go to the doctor. And so I took him to his pediatrician, and she kept telling me sinuses, and I kept telling her no. So from that day, they said sinuses. So we went to our local hospital, and they did a scan, and they said it was okay. And then I said, no, something's not right. So we were walking out the door. And actually, Rob showed up that day, which I thought was crazy because he didn't even know. And all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, what are you doing here?
Well, I happened to be working nearby. And I had a funny feeling about this whole thing, because when he woke up in the morning, he was sick. And I'm like, what happened? What's the matter? And he's like, God, Dad, my head hurts so bad. I'm just sick to my stomach, you know. And so I was thinking about that. And around break time at work, I was only 10 minutes away from my job over to the hospital. So I just had a feeling like, you know what, I got to go over there. There's something that wasn't right. So
then so they did the scan and they said it was okay. And I said, no. And so we are walking out to the car and a nurse literally came back and got us. And she's like, you have to come in. We're going to do another scan. So we did. And then that scan, they told us that he needs to get to Lutheran General in Park Ridge immediately. I never heard of Lutheran General Park Ridge. And they're like, there's going to be Dr. Ruge waiting for you at the door. And at this time, he was acting like drunk and kind of like not
out of it.
Out of it. And so when we went to Lutheran, the team of doctors, they were waiting and they took him right away from us. And I kept saying, what's going on? And then they told us, they're like, well, he's got to have brain surgery. He's got to have it now. Otherwise, it was going to burst in the back of the head. And they told us to call in all our family. And we're an hour away. And so I was trying to call everybody. And I was crying so bad for my mom. And I called her. She didn't understand what I was trying to say. And so finally, all my sisters, brothers, and all family came to say goodbye to him. And so then he took him. He was in 6-hour surgery. And then they came back and they told us that his name was Dr. Ruge at Lutheran. And then they put us in a room and he had tumors. They told us all over the brain and they told us down his spine.
9 years old.
9 years old. And at 9 years old. And he was 6-hour surgery, and then he was in intensive care. He's had one thing after another. He had so much chemo and radiation, and since 9 years old in 1999 to this day, he's had so much.
Yeah, tell people about some of the symptoms and what he's been dealing with for the last 25 years, if you don't mind. Yeah.
They told us back in 99, but I said, okay, well, I just want you to save my son. I'm not thinking of long term. So the chemo, he lost his hearing. He's had cornea transplant and he's kind of blind in one eye. He's developed seizures. He had a brain stroke in January, and his balance is bad. And his walking, and then he just had a brain pacemaker put in 2 months ago. So the chemo and the radiation has really did a number. So today, in 2025, he's still having effects from 1999 at 9 years old.
But Robbie, you're working, right? Tell people where you work.
I work in Myers in Round Lake Beach.
So you working at the grocery store, and you work full time, right?
Oh yes.
And Kathy, can you tell what happened when he wanted to get that PCA jersey?
Yeah. So he's
Robbie Senior, if you'd like to.
That was a funny one.
He loves PCA, and every time PCA does something, he's shouting. He runs upstairs, and so he comes up and he goes, Mom, he goes, Dick's Sporting Goods, it opens at 10 o'clock. I'm like, okay. When he focuses on something, he goes, I have to be there at 10 o'clock so I can get my PCA jersey. So I said, okay. So, okay, there we go. And he's so determined. He runs into Dick's and there they all are. And he's so excited. He wears it all the time.
Well, on behalf of the Chicago Cubs, we'd like to play a little message for you, Robbie, from PCA right now.
What's going on, Robbie? Can't imagine everything you've had to go through over the course of your time here, but never having met you and learning a little bit about you, I am more than impressed by your resiliency, and I've only heard that you have an unbelievable attitude, so I look up to you and I appreciate the support, and I hope I get to meet you someday soon.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then he signed a baseball for you.
Oh, my God.
So if you could pass that over to him, please. Yeah, so there you go, man.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much, and thank you.
No, of course.
So that's why we like to he wrote a story. And because when you're diagnosed with cancer at any age, and it sucks. Sorry.
No. Okay, we agree. We agree.
It's like, okay, he's diagnosed, and then it's not that people forget or whatever, but it's still been such a hard, long road for him of all the battles that he, like he says. Go ahead. What do you say? About climbing the mountain.
It's just like every time I climb a mountain, I fall down, but I never give up, and I keep on climbing.
It's inspiring. What did it mean to you to hear that message from PCA? Oh.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Happy to do it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Robbie, his dad, what has it been like for you for now 25-plus years?
Once you get over the shock, and like the commercial says, there's nothing worse when they tell you that when your son's hurting and you can't do anything about it. So that's tough. And all the things I had planned for him with, like sports and things like that. And it's, all the things that he missed out on that really that's hard to swallow. And, it's tough, but I'm really proud of the man he's become, and he's the strongest guy I know, and it's just a really tough thing to watch your son deal with things like that, and but I'm glad he's here today, and I'm really proud of him, and I love him more than ever.
It's beautiful, and it's why research matters, too, because you told me what they gave you guys back then was called, they called it the bomb, right?
I called it the bomb.
In terms of how much they were just overloading him, and it's just...
They were.
It's why research matters, right?
And it does, and I know when you asked us the question, and I think about that all the time now, Danny asked us, would we change anything from his treatments? And now, yes, because there's so much difference in 2025, but in 1999, there was probably three other kids at Lutheran General that were being treated. So we had no idea. We just said, do what you have to do to save him. But then Rob said, two more treatments. Rob said no more, because he'd go in the hospital and we'd called it the bomb because he'd be there for the weekend and then he'd have to stay for a month because he'd need blood transfusion so he wouldn't come home. So yes, we called it the bomb.
Yeah, it was a very wicked chemo. It was probably the worst chemo from what they told me. It's the strongest, at that time, the strongest, worst chemo you could have. And they wanted to give him 8 rounds. And I think by the 3rd or 4th round, I was okay. But I just kind of went along with the program because I didn't know. And then they got after round 6, and I looked at him, and he was just looked awful. And it was like, no, there's no more. And luckily at that point, though, it was cleared up. I mean, there was no signs of any tumors anymore. So that was a positive from it, but that was really hard.
And Robbie, shout out your brother, because he's the one who let me know about your story.
Yes, thank you so much, Joey. I really appreciate it.
Good. And I know you just want to be like your brothers and be with your brothers and all of that. So
Yeah, that's his biggest thing, like he says, about being like his two brothers, married and kids, but they're awesome. Tell them about your daughter, Kelsey, and them,
Evie. Yes, my family and everybody. My friend at work and all my employees are so great to me, and my managers. I'm very thankful for that.
Listen, man, you were an inspiration to PCA.
That so was I know awesome.
I'm so excited.
We're so happy for you, man. So on behalf of the Cubs and everyone here at the Score and Marquee, thank you so much for sharing your story. Okay.
Oh, no problem,
thank you, Danny,
buddy.
And thank you to the Cubs and everybody.
Thanks to everybody who's donating to this great cause.
Please.
Thank you.
100% to cancer research. Text CURE25 to 41444. You inspired by Robbie Jr. and his story there. Make a donation. CubsForACure.com. And so those donations are still coming in. CubsForACure.com. Text CURE25 to 41444. The Cubs were so moved by that story, they decided to invite Robbie to throw out a first pitch at the game on Saturday. So Robbie will be there on the field. And I don't know this. No one has said it to me, but I'll be on the field and the Cubs will be there. And wouldn't surprise me if he got to meet PCA. You know, we'll try to make that happen for
him. That's pretty awesome, man.
Yeah, so we're going to try to make that happen.
That's the third time I've heard that today. I heard it when it happened. I heard it replayed on my way in, and I just heard it again, and it chokes me up still. Even on the third time, it gets me a little choked up.
Yeah.
Shout out to Robbie, man. What a great young man.
Yeah, incredibly strong, and his parents, too. I mean, think about it. That happens at 9, and then 26 years later, he's still totally... You know, I mean, he works at a grocery store, has his insurance, works full time and all that, but lives with them, struggles with balance, getting around, moving, can't drive himself. You know, like he's going to need them for his entire life.
Yeah.
And they're going to need to figure out what's going to happen as they get older. So, I mean, that is a lifetime thing for him, for his brothers, for his parents. So incredible strength by that family. And I do not take it lightly that they chose to share it with us so publicly on Marquee and the Score. We roll on. Cubs for a Cure continues. Text CURE25 to 41444. We have some pretty cool things here that we can do. Let's see. We can start to introduce.
Ooh.
So introduce some big ticket items.
Some big ticket things.
Think people are awake for it?
Oh, yeah.
All right. 4 rooftop tickets to a game next year. $800. 4 rooftop tickets to a game next year. Next person who donates $800 at 773-388-8270 or at cubsforacure.com. How about this? This should fly. $1,500, 4 bleacher tickets to all 3 games of Cubs-Cardinals.
Oh.
Yeah. So September 26th, 27th, 28th, last series of the year. End of the year, Cubs-Cardinals in the bleachers, 4 tickets. We also, I should say, have tickets to, well, I'll do that in a little bit. We'll do the Cardinals one first. Let's get those out of the way. Have those fly off the shelf. If you'd rather sit in section 13, row 9 for that Cardinals series, all 3 games, that's 9 rows back behind the Cubs on deck circle, the Tom Ricketts section, that's $2,000. So, but you get 2 tickets to all three games. You can go to all 3 games. You can mix and match it. You could sell. You can give them away to friends, whatever the case may be. It's, again, tax-deductible donation. 100% to cancer research. Got to get a little bit of momentum going here. Let's start pushing towards 500,000 if we can. Text CURE25 to 41444. You want tickets to every Cubs Cardinals game, section 13, row 9. That's $2,000. Everyone in the bleachers, that is $1,500. So it's all there available. And also, we are very pleased that Aetna is going to be donating a $5,000 match. So awesome. This would be a quick way to do it. So we appreciate Aetna and their care and their support. They've done that now for 3 consecutive radiothons come in. So they are a returning sponsor, which we very much appreciate. So thank you so much to our friends at Aetna. My guy Robert over there is an unbelievable guy. And anytime we call him, he comes through in a big, big way. So thank you to them. Again, text CURE25 to 41444. Cubs for a Cure rolls on the Score.
We're back live with more of the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon in partnership with Stand Up to Cancer and Brain Up.
I'm Cisco Cotto from WBBM News Radio 105.9. I stand up for my dad, Victor Cotto, a lifelong Cubs fan. He lost his battle with pancreatic cancer in 2011.
To donate now, visit CubsForACure.com or text the phrase CURE25 to 41444. That's CURE25 to 41444.
All right, let's ramp it up. We got to make Aetna write that check for 5 G's. $5 becomes 10, 20 becomes 40. We can do that in this hour. I fully believe in you as we get ready for the Mullion Hall audience. My conversation, I'll call Jen, Brad's widow, coming up in 30 minutes. Crane Kenny kicked us off, president of business, and he allowed me the opportunity to intro him with the letter that he sent to the entire Cubs organization announcing Ryan Sandberg's passing. This evening, Ryan Sandberg joined Ernie, Ronnie, and Harry in the eternal game upstairs after a courageous battle with prostate cancer. The greatest second baseman to ever wear a Cubs uniform, Ryan Sandberg quite literally has a house full of hardware. 9 gold gloves, 7 silver sluggers, 10 All-Star games, an NL MVP, NL home run leader, Hall of Fame, and other trophies galore. His status as one of the best to ever play the game will be recited often in the days ahead. Cooperstown, the Cubs Hall of Fame, and his statue in Gallagher Way chronicle stat lines that are simply incomprehensible in today's game. But there's a lesser-known stat seen by those who called Rhino a friend. The man was better than the player. His Hall of Fame induction speech centered on his respect for the game, his teammates, and the Chicago Cubs. As a player, coach, and alumni ambassador, Ryan Sandberg led with integrity, character, and an unbending commitment to do things the right way. Many other words will be used in the coming days. Competitive, dedicated, hardworking, stubborn, tenacious, driven, handsome, honest, loving, and kind. Sure, all of these attributes applied to his life as a player, but more importantly, they applied to his life as the beloved husband to Margaret, father to Justin, Lindsay, Brittany, Adrienne, and Steven, and grandfather to 11 beauties. As he shared with everyone present on his statue day, he wanted to be remembered most for his love of family and friends, and then for his role as a baseball player. Ryan was not a big talker, but when he spoke, the room listened. And always, 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 there was a twinkle in his eye. Ryan talking hitting with Billy Williams, a twinkle. Ryan reliving a Sutcliffe story, a twinkle. Ryan sharing a trade secret with a young Cub, a twinkle. Last Saturday, I saw Ryan for the last time in a visit that will stay with me forever. Facing his last at-bat, he showed unfathomable courage. In his presence, I have often been awestruck, but the reservoir of courage to lean into his final days, to embrace the last moments of life, his family and friends, and to say goodbye, still with that twinkle in his eye, it reminded me that heroes transcend the understanding of we mortals. And it is with that and those words of the president of business for the Chicago Cubs that we welcome on Crane Kenny to the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon. Crane, those words are beautiful, my friend. Thank you for joining us.
Well, welcome back, Danny. Hello to the rest of the Layla and Layla Rahimi team. Hearing those words, I honestly, it's been tough. But the one thing that's kept us all going this week is this radiothon and Cubs for a Cure. You know, in some ways, like, the coincidence that we scheduled the Cubs for a Cure day of August 2nd, you know, months and months ago. I think we picked the day in January, and to lose Rhino this week, you know, in some ways this radiothon and the event on Saturday has kept us all moving. So Thank you to all of you for coming back, Danny, and let's go do some really, really good things here in the next 24 hours.
We're going to do big things, Crane. What can you tell us about your last visit with Ryan?
Oh, boy. Just hard. Margaret has been such an incredible, strong presence. The wives of superstar players, the wives of heroes have to give their spouse away so many days of the season where they're just simply not home. And then for the megastars like Rhino, they give their spouse away really for the rest of their lives to the fan base and to the things they have to go do. And even in Ryan's, final days, Margaret, said, she called and said, "Hey, Crane, you need to come see him."
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's going to be we're going to do this in his honor. People are going to donate $23 right now for Rhino, Cubs fans. Text Cure 25 to 41444. Cubs Charities will match it. CubsForACure.com. I think we got a shot at 2,300 different donations. Maybe someone will drop in 2,300. Maybe someone will drop in 23,000. It's going to be an amazing thing. Crane, what can you tell people about? We know you guys are wearing the patch, but Saturday and the Cubs for a Cure Day. What's that going to be like at Wrigley?
Let me see if I can get through this because I think it's really worth.
I didn't think you wanted to share anymore. I apologize. Go ahead.
Yeah, no. I just need to get my life together here.
You're fine, man. Take all the time you need.
No, so just as a reminder about how strong this guy was. We all know like what he did on the field, right? The All-Star games. I mean, for a decade, he was the best offensive and defensive player at his position. You know, we think about the Gold Gloves. We celebrate Ian Happ and we celebrate our players who win Gold Gloves. But for a decade, for this guy to consistently be unanimously the very best defensive player and the very best offensive player at his position, like we could go on and on. It's easy to just say it. He was the best second baseman in our history. What you don't see is like, and you obviously saw the courage and strength, obviously, to play the game at that level. But my final meeting with Ronald, like I came up and he was sitting on the couch and really couldn't get up to say hello. But, you know, I sat next to him. We typical Ronald, we talked baseball. We talked about the current team. And, you know, I led him back into his career. We talked about his struggles. I can't remember which player we were talking about on our team that was struggling a little bit, a bit of an Ian, you know, struggling a little bit. And he went back into his reservoir of stories like, yeah, he remembered when he was struggling and talking about putting a note card next to his bed that said 3 line drives tomorrow. Like he was so singularly focused on his craft. And he had tons of these stories of like how dedicated he was day and night, home and away, to thinking about his craft. So we talked about baseball. We talked about life. We talked about what was happening at Wrigley. And then, you know, I could see him after about 30 minutes starting to fade. And I said, hey, Ryan, listen, I'm going to run. And he said, no, I got to get up. And so he, with Margaret's help and with his cane, he stood up and he made himself as tall as he could be. And he said, hug me. And I did. And he said, I love you. And I said, you know, I love you too. And I said, I'll see you again. I'm going to come back and see you again. And he just looked with a twinkle in his eye and he said, it's okay. And it was his way of saying goodbye. And just the courage, you know, to say, no, thinking about me, like, go ahead, move on. It's okay. I'll never forget it, you know. And all the stuff he did on the field, some people know this, but what he did for us off the field, because people forget, like 1984, Wrigley Field wasn't what it is today, and the Cubs organization wasn't what it is today. But Ryan and the 84 team and Harry Carey and WGN Superstation made Wrigley Field into the place to be. The upper deck used to be closed on the weekends. And now, as you know, we're full every day. And that happened because of that player and the people around him and the circumstances. And so today, this organization benefits from Ryan Sandberg. You know, 40 years later, we are benefiting from Ryan Sandberg being on this earth and doing what he did. And that'll probably continue for generations. So that's not lost on anyone.
That's beautiful. And thank you for sharing. And I think it's been really telling how much he seemed to mean to the current team. Like all of those testaments and all those testimonials that those guys had, like his love of being a Cub and Cubs fans and the current team, it was inspiring to watch from close and afar, Crane.
Yeah, he's one of those guys. Like Ernie and Ronnie were also those kind of players. And the most fun that we have is spring training because,
right,
one, the players have time on their hands. Our alumni come back. You know, you still see it now with Sut and others, and Billy Williams still coming back. And I'm just a voyeur. I'm just a fly on the wall to hear the conversations on the game, on how to play the game, and to see Ernie and Ronnie and Rhino share their trade secrets, like pulling a second baseman aside and saying, hey, think about this. And then you could see or pulling a bat out of the rack and you know, demonstrating something, you know, doing dry swings and showing and the rapt attention these guys get as legends from superstar players of today, from the Kyle Tuckers of today, where you can see they are in awe of the presence of these players. That's a really fun thing. And as always with Rhino, giving back, like even during COVID when we were, you know, we didn't always see eye to eye on things. And during COVID, Rhino said, hey, I'm going, you know, spring training of 21. He said, I'm going to Arizona. I said, Rhino, it's not safe. Like people aren't doing this. Like everybody's going to be in masks. Everybody's going to be quarantined. It's crazy. He goes, no, I need to go. I mean, and I'm like, Rhino, it's just not safe. He's like, no, I need to go. And so that was like, he wasn't done giving back, you know, 40 years after he stopped playing. And that's just who he was. You know, he's just one of those legends.
We are talking to Cubs President of Business Operations, Crane Kenny, here on the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon. Visit CubsForACure.com to donate or text CURE, C-U-R-E, 25 to 41444. And Cubs Fan Services are standing by 773-388 8270. Crane, thank you so much for doing this with us. I know it's a hard time. And of course, the first thing a lot of us thought about were the moments that we shared with Rhino a year ago at this radiothon. And how, even at that time, you speak about him being a teammate. And what was he doing? Giving everybody else credit, all the fans who gave him positive notes and positive messages of affirmation and support, people like you, people like us, saying that we all helped him get through his hardest times. Like, that's one of the biggest lessons I've learned from him, is when he probably needed the most, he was still empowering everyone else.
Yeah, well said. Well said. And Danny, you asked the question, how are we going to celebrate Ryan's life? So some of the things we're doing is, you know, we've started wearing a patch on our jersey. That's sort of the standard thing. Tomorrow we'll have stencils on the field, his 23 number on the doors. But we really are reserving the big moment for our cure day. And, you know, again, the things lined up this way. So on Saturday, we'll wear, it's funny, we actually talked about this when I was visiting up at his house last week. We were talking about jerseys, and, you know, when we designed his statue, you know, thank God we got that done last year, we asked him what jersey he wanted to wear, and he always said the blue pullover. His favorite jersey was the blue pullover. And again, back to Layla's point, he said, I love the jerseys with no names on the back. And his view was always, you know, you play for the name on the front of the uniform, not the name on the back. You know, he was such a team guy, which if anybody hasn't listened to his Cooperstown speech in a while, you know, go back and listen to that. It's just such a reminder of the way he played the game. So for his, as a tribute to Ryan on Saturday, we're going to wear the blue jerseys. We don't have pullovers anymore, so they do have buttons on them, but no names on the back. Every player will wear number 23. And then we'll auction those jerseys off to raise money for cancer research as part of the Cubs for Cure. So we'll have the placard moment. We'll have some of our largest donors on the field with our players, video tributes to Rhino. So the whole day will be Rhino's day on Saturday. But I think pretty cool going back to the blue jerseys with no names on the back as a way of reminding folks of the things that meant the most to him, which was the Cubs organization and playing for those great fans.
That's beautiful. It's going to be an honor to be there. I will see you on Saturday before the game. We have one of those blue pullovers hanging in the studio right now that people can see on our Twitch and YouTube. And, of course, we're simulcast on the Marquee Network right now for the majority of this radiothon. We just got a $2,300 donation from an anonymous group of Cubs fans, Crane. So we're going to put a big number on the board over these next 23 now plus hours in honor of Rhino. So thank you very much for the story of your last visit and the opportunity to partner with you. When you told me at Wrigley, how about your radiothon in my ballpark? I'll remember that moment for the rest of my life because you helped me honor my brother. So thank you very much. And it's an honor to do this, and I'll see you on Saturday.
One last thing to wrap this up,
sure.
And I think it's important given the relationship with your station group. You know, Lynn Bramer really kicked this off, and I think for those sports fans who are also XRT fans, you know, Lynn was this amazing guy, you know, a little bit like Rhino, you know, a one-name guy. You know, you don't have to say Ryan Sandberg. You say Rhino, and everybody knows, and Lynn was the same way. Huge Cub fan, you know, a music fan, and so when we lost Lynn 3 years ago, you know, a group of us were sitting around and said, hey, we have to celebrate this great Cub fan. And so we had Lynn's Binge, which was, you know, really a celebration of Lynn's life in Gallagher Way. And every musician, every chef, every bar owner, every sports nut came and we just celebrated Lynn's life. And the next year, you and I were sitting together and we had the idea of, hey, why don't we try and do something to help cure this thing? So thank you, Danny. I am sorry again for your loss of your brother, Brad. You know, heart goes out to you and your family. I've gotten to know your mother well. She still emails me regularly.
Of course she does.
And we talk about your career and taking you to New York and about your brother. And so let's do some great things here the next 24 hours. And to everybody listening, please support us. You know, go to CubsForCure.com. It's 100% of the dollars will go to cancer research. We did an amazing job last year. You know, your listeners, our fans got together.
That was Crane Kenny from earlier today. We are going to have a huge finish. We're going to finish very, very, very strong. 467,000 right now, but the number is going to start growing exponentially as we hit morning drive. And joining us now for his second time during the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon is Nick Wright from Las Vegas. He has flown from New York to Vegas since he's been on, and he's had quite a blackjack session. What's up, Nick?
All right, so here's the deal, because I know I don't have a lot of time, and that's because you guys are busy, and also to prevent me from ruining my whole career. Who am I on the air with other than Danny? Who's the guy laughing?
Rami Makhlouf. Good to meet you, Nick. Rami.
Nice to meet you, sir. Nice to meet you, Lonnie. So here's the deal. It says it's 2:40 in Vegas. So that means, by my very sharp math, it's almost 5 a.m. in Chicago.
Yes, sir.
So here is my offer.
Okay.
Between now and 6 a.m. Central Time, so call it an hour and 10 minutes, whoever either donates the most, or whatever person that donates a real amount of money, if the person who donates the most has no interest in this, I am offering to whoever donates the most a night in Vegas, the Aria. I'm not offering hotel rooms. I'm not offering anything other than we're going to gamble together. You, me, whoever is the big baller donor, and then all my high roller poker friends, we're just going to hang out in the Aria High Limit Poker Room, and we're going to play blackjack or craps or roulette, whatever their game of choice is. It has to happen, not in the football season, and between now and the next radiothon. So basically we're talking about May, June, July, August-ish of 2026.
Okay.
That's the offer. Whoever does it the most. Because I just text Danny. Listen, I'm not saying I'm a professional blackjack player. But I'm not saying I'm not.
You've made up your donation. I will say that.
Let's do it like this. Every person who donates more than $1,000 between now and 6 a.m.
Yes.
Just ask them, if this were available to you, would you want to do it?
Okay.
And then whoever says yes, and it's the biggest number, we've got a hell of a night sometime next July. All right?
All right, deal. Can I come?
Going to bed. I mean, yeah, but yes, of course. Everyone can come. Everyone's invited.
All right.
The thing is this. Here's the thing about blackjack. It's horrible. Except when it's the best. Okay? All right. I love you.
I love you too.
Get to $500,000 before morning drive and then go crush.
Yeah, all
but. Right, but this is a real commitment. And by the way, when I say real commitment, what I mean is you have to remind me this happened tomorrow.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, 100%. Nick Wright from Vegas. I'll talk to you, buddy. Thank you.
Yes. All right, love you. Bye.
Love you too. Get some sleep. That is a hell of an offer.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's very confusing.
Yeah.
But if you donate over $1,000, $1,000 or more, and you want to go to Vegas and gamble with Nick, he's not putting you up in Vegas, but if you go to Vegas,
he's inviting you to his blackjack table in Vegas at the Aria.
And yeah. I played blackjack with Nick many, many times. It's a great time. for my 21st birthday in Vegas, so this is 17 years ago, he had just been paid $50,000 in cash from winning Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and oh my god, was that a fun trip in Vegas. And all he's done since is become exponentially more successful, and the amount of cash he just texted me that he won at this blackjack session while hammered is a big number. So yeah, he is a fun guy at a blackjack table.
That's a stack right there.
You're the man, by the way.
No,
thank you so much.
You're the man, Danny Parkins. And real quick, before I go, I said the other day about Rhino, and don't get all humble on me.
Okay.
He's one of those dudes that just gets life, like on a level that not a lot of us do. Like, it just comes naturally to them to be a good son,
oh, okay,
good brother, good dad, and just a good person. And you got that same thing going, man. And it really comes through with this thing. And a perfect example was in the first hour of this show, you were talking about the young man who you're going to put up at the Catalina Club in Wrigley Field to go see a game. And you said, I can do that.
Yeah.
Like and that just occurred to you naturally. And I'm telling you, not everybody who has the ability to do that, not everybody who has the platform that you do to make the difference that you're making, just naturally thinks, well, why wouldn't I? And you do, man. And that's an amazing thing. And honestly, seriously, thank you. It's been an honor and a pleasure to be here the last 5 hours and to be a part of this thing, man. So keep it going and keep kicking ass out there in New York.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Rami Makhlouf. You're awesome. Thank you to Aetna for this hour sponsor here on the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon. All right, things are about to pick up tremendously. My conversation, we're going to call Brad's widow, Brad's wife, my sister-in-law, Jen. She will join us next on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.